Leading with Excellence podcast featuring Superintendent of Crown Point Community School Corporation in Crown Point, Indiana, Dr. Todd Terrell. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and a servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Todd Terrell. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You're up in Crown Point. Tell the audience, where is Crown Point and what is your district known for? What is Crown Point known for?
So Crown Point is located in Northwest Indiana. A lot of people affectionately refer to it as the region.
The region.
Having not been from the region, moving up there, there was some concern as how I would acclimate to the region from some of our board members. I found that it's a unique place, but it's really no different than any other place.
Sure.
So we're located in Northwest Indiana, not too far from where the Bears are considering to relocate to.
Is that the Hammond Bears or the Gary Bears? Do we know?
Hammond Bears would be closer to Chicago.
So. Now, I go all the way back to when they were the Staley Bears in Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah,
that's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what makes us unique? We're a growing district. Currently, we have about 9,200 students.
Wow.
Expect 4,000 to 6,000 homes, depending on which latest survey you're looking at, to be built in the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Where's that growth coming from?
A lot of it is coming from people from Illinois fleeing Illinois, taxes, politics, coming into Indiana. Our school corporation is known for having excellent student achievement, having great services for our special ed population, and that's really driving a lot of the growth that we're seeing right now.
We know our General Assembly has talked about annexing some counties from Illinois. Are those counties up by you? Are those the ones they've been talking about?
They're not. They are a little bit further south from us.
Okay.
So, yeah. We have a lot of people who still work in Chicago or in the near suburbs up there. They can get to the train and take that into town. But we have a lot of medical facilities. We have a lot of office buildings that are going up.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of industry as well in that area that's really driving. So it's a good balance. It's not just all bedroom community, but there is a lot of mixed uses that are coming in.
You're right off of I-65, just a little bit south of Merrillville, so people kind of get an idea there. When I was actually up at the study council, you introduced me to a dish that the region, the people eat in the region.
Yeah.
Remind me what that was and why it's region-based.
Lemon rice soup.
Lemon rice soup, that's right.
It's a real popular item up there. When we moved there, we were told that we had to come and try that at certain restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into which ones those are.
But, right, yeah.
It's an acquired taste, I believe.
Yeah. So you mentioned you're not from Crown Point. What was your pathway to Crown Point?
Yeah, so I grew up and was born in Illinois, not too far from where you were, Normal.
Yep.
Spent years there and then moved to Wisconsin. My wife and I got married, met in college in Wisconsin. Moved around a little bit, as you do when you're newly married.
Right.
And spent some time in Florida coaching. And then once we started having our kids, wanted to get back closer to families in the Midwest. So my wife's from Newcastle, Indiana. We put out everywhere between Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin and ended up landing 30 miles from her home in Newcastle in Richmond, Indiana.
Yeah.
And that brought us back here. Path to Crown Point specifically, though, so I was in Richmond for 5 years as a teacher and coach, 4 as an admin, moved to Muncie, spent 8 years in Muncie district office, building principal district office, went back to Richmond as a superintendent for 5, and then was encouraged to consider Crown Point when the opening came up, and did, and it's been a great fit for our family.
You followed Teresa Eineman, I believe.
I did.
A great leader and somebody who was very active as well in IEPSS, and you come from, so your experience in Richmond is a very unique district because it has affluence and it also has poverty. It's a kind of a divided district. And moving to Crown Point, which is considered a suburban district, considered an affluent district, how was that transition for you as a leader?
Yeah, so when we first went to Richmond back in late 90s, 98, our free and reduced lunch rate at that time was about 56%.
Mm-hmm.
When we went back there as the superintendent in 2015, that had jumped up to 80% free and reduced lunch rate. And so when we moved to Crown Point, it's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. It's, we have 20% of our students who had qualified for free and reduced lunch.
Yeah.
So going through that and spending my life as an educator in urban settings, mm-hmm. right, with declining enrollments typically, closing buildings, riffing teachers, mm-hmm. going to a place that has growing population, consistent, steady, just brought up a whole different set of concerns. I'm not going to call them problems because I truly believe that the things that we were facing weren't necessarily the difficult problems that I had faced earlier in my career. It's just a different set of problems of how mm-hmm. do you continue to meet the needs of the students who are coming in,
mm-hmm.
especially now as we're met with new challenges from funding to just looking at how you provide services mm-hmm. for students.
Todd, as a leader, you are very, very active in a group called the Growing in Suburban Schools, and in fact are their president. Yep. Is that the right title?
That is.
So talk to us about your leadership with other superintendents who are also experiencing some of the same things that you are.
Yeah, so one of the unique parts of this with being with the Growing, the Coalition of Growing in Suburban Schools, is looking at what are the challenges that we face? Mm-hmm. So long ago, we had the DeGoster.
Yes.
Recall that for being in a district where we were losing enrollment. And for so long, I fought for how do we, just because a student leaves, the dollar shouldn't leave immediately because you can't. Well, the same thing is true. It's just on the opposite end of it. Staying involved and understanding that a lot of times the legislators that we work with mm-hmm. on the state level live in our district.
Sure.
For the growing schools. And right, wrong, or indifferent, it, being able to have that conversation with them at a little different level. One of the key legislators, not going to mention by name, when I got to Crown Point, ran into him, and he said, I bet you're okay with the funding formulas now, right? and I told him I wasn't, and he was taken back by that. And I, because I still don't think it's the best way to address what our kids need across the board. And so what we really try to do in working with that group is to find commonalities that we have with every other group to make sure that as we continue to push forward for what's best for public school students across the state of Indiana.
All students, right?
All students.
Indiana students are all of our students.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you always want to be a superintendent?
No.
You mentioned coaching and teaching.
I did. Yeah. So my dad was a teacher, administrator, most importantly, a coach.
Sure.
Actually went then to the collegiate level after he got out of administration and coaching and spent some time at the collegiate level. Because of the impact I saw from him, I knew early on that I wanted to coach.
Mm.
Not necessarily that I wanted to teach. I wanted to coach because I saw the impact that he had on people.
Yeah.
That just made that natural transition then into teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Went into it, and I was just going to coach. That was the deal, you know, and spent many years doing that. Got to a point where I felt like I had a great impact on many kids, was encouraged to consider having a bigger impact on more people, and really felt like now I was just being able to coach at a different level.
Yeah.
And took that as just the next step in leadership of how can you have an impact and continue to do what's best for communities. Mm.
I know family's really important to you.
Yeah.
Is that what keeps you balanced? Is that what you like to spend your time with?
Yeah. Family's huge for us. My wife came from a family of educators and coaches as well. We spend as much time as we can with family, whether that's going to sporting events together, traveling to the mountains is what's coming up for spring break where we all get to be together. Spending time with our granddaughters is an amazing thing. But that's really kind of that anchor. That's what you go back to to help keep grounded and put aside and keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. Going to the mountains. Are you skiing? Are you hiking? Are you camping?
Hiking. No, okay. we're getting a cabin down in Gatlinburg.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time
up
there.
In the Smokies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our son and his family, our granddaughters most importantly, live about 3 hours from there in Clemson, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be able to come up and spend four nights with us. We're going to have some time by ourselves first, and then our daughter's going to fly down from Chicago. We're going to pick her up at the airport. So we all get to be together, which is anytime we can all get together anymore, mm-hmm. that's one of the best times of the year.
It's hard when adult children are having their own lives and their own careers and everything else to get that time all blocked off together.
We live for those FaceTime moments. Mimi, Papa. It's good stuff.
When Todd Terrell has some time just to himself, what does Todd Terrell like to do?
Wind therapy.
Okay, so, tell us more.
I have a motorcycle.
Oh, yep.
And my wife and I love to ride. I love to get out. We don't do a lot of interstate stuff. We get on back roads and just where we can just get away from everything.
The hillier and curvier, the better.
The better. taking it to the mountains several times. But just, you can't answer your phone.
No.
You can't text.
No.
You can't look at anything else. You've got to think about what's happening right in front of you. And it's a great distraction from the distractions to kind of bring you back. We also have a Jeep. We like to get off and do some trail riding at times. And anything where we can just get away from the realities of it. Part of the appeal of the mountains is the lack of cell coverage.
Yes. Isn't that interesting, though? And so think about that. And do you often wonder, do you ever wonder, I know I do, what the superintendency was like before we had email and text messaging and all the technology?
Yeah, I can't imagine. Because there's so many things that come up and we feel like we need to respond right away. One of the challenges that I've put out to our administrators that I've had for myself for several years is not to respond immediately, you know, and to wait. And there, that break, that pause, that slowing down, I think truly helps. But I can't imagine what that time was like and the challenges. And I think when you equate what that was like, though, for a superintendency compared to how the world functioned, I think there's just a lot of differences there.
So how have you mentioned that you've asked your administrators to, and I'm sure you also model this, to not respond right away, to give some of that wait time, to age that problem a little bit. What have you found to be successful for Todd Terrell leading through the current times? What are those things that you are really intent on doing with your leaders that you're developing, as well as yourself, to be successful?
So we spend a lot of time looking at leadership in general, studying different authors, different books, where we can go through the process of what that looks like, making them, forcing them to learn to rely on each other for input when you feel like you could just go ahead and do it and you don't want to bother somebody else, bother someone else. But the other part that is, self-care is a buzzword, and a lot of times people don't really like to talk about self-care. When I got to Crown Point, as I was going through my contract negotiations with my board, they gave me so many days for vacation days. And they said, and for every day that you don't use, we're only going to give you half of your daily rate for five of those days. And I was like, well, if I don't use 10 days, why would I not get? And they're like, no, we want you to use the days.
Oh, good incentive.
And I said, talk to me more about that. And they said, we need a leader who's going to lead by example and getting away from this. We believe we'll come back and be truly beneficial for everybody.
Did that shock you?
It did.
Yeah.
It very much did. And I said, well, if you guys are serious about this, then I will do that. And they are. And they pushed me to do that, to get away. And so I've been able to really push our leaders to do that as well. And I truly believe that that's beneficial in making them go away from it. And for those who don't, we try to push them to get them there.
Yeah. Two more questions. If you would have not gone into the superintendency, if you were not a superintendent right now and didn't get an education, let's even go that far, what would you have done? Was there something else that when you were thinking about, you know, when you're in high school or junior high that you thought you might do?
Yeah, so growing up in central Illinois, Normal, Bloomington area, my grandpa was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on one of his farms and raised horses.
Mm-hmm.
And truly early on when I was a kid growing up, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to raise horses and have a small farm to help support them. If I could do anything and money wasn't the concern, it would have been to be a horse farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, raise horses.
What kind of horses?
Quarter.
Quarter horses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a couple of those through my life. And some good ones and some bad ones. So
they can move.
Yes, they can. Yeah. And stop quickly.
Yes.
Todd, this podcast is called Leading with Excellence.
Yeah.
So when you think about leading with excellence for yourself and for those whom you lead, what does that look like in the context of public education?
So I think it's consistently and constantly meeting the challenges that are put forward before us and doing so in a light of always considering what is best for kids.
Yeah.
One of the things I've said throughout my career as a superintendent is I truly hope that at the end of the day, whether you agree with the decision that was made or not, that you believe that I made that decision based off what was best for kids. Yeah. Not necessarily always what was the greatest for kids, mm-hmm. but what is the best for all kids considered in that situation.
Yeah. Wow. Powerful stuff. Todd, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of Crown Point Community School Corporation in Crown Point, Indiana, Dr. Todd Terrell. Todd's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.